You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Have you ever asked someone why they went to college, or have you given much thought as to maybe why you pursued higher education? These are actually questions being asked of numerous Idaho leaders in the hopes of starting a discussion about what pursuing a higher education means, but also what it looks like. IDEAL, the program that oversees Idaho's college savings plan, is fostering this statewide discussion. And IDEAL's executive director, Christine Stoll, is joining us live in studio to talk more about this. Welcome to the program.
Thanks.
Okay, so let's start with the basics. If people are not familiar with an IDEAL college savings program, what is that?
So we are the state's 529, and 529 is the IRS code for college savings. Every single state has a 529 program, with the exception of Wyoming. And we are here to help families save for educational costs. It's $25 to start your account in Idaho. It goes straight into your account. You are able to deduct the contributions each year off your state taxes, which is amazing, and that your deduction is up to $6,000 of what you put in as a single filer, up to 12 if you're married filing jointly.
Per year.
Gross tax deferred, so it's going to be growing. And then when you take the money out, if you use it for an eligible education expense, the money comes out tax-free, growth included.
So everybody knows the college costs continue to rise. So how are families dealing with this? I mean, are we seeing more of these 529s?
We are. It is a slow growth, but what we're seeing is that over, you know, the last several years, we have about 37,000 accounts, almost 38,000 accounts in Idaho. So that would be individual account kiddos.
Okay.
Students that have an account. And we've seen that number tick up quite a bit over the last several years. There's still a lot of people that have never heard of it, don't know it exists, that sort of thing. We did a poll about a year ago, and there was 37% of Idaho families who felt hopeful about saving. And so we really wanted to have a conversation about what that means to save for higher education, because it's not just 4 year. It's anything past high school that's accredited.
And I think that that's sometimes what almost scares people away, is when we have the conversation about higher education, people automatically assume college, 4 years. I'm going to go into extreme debt, either the student or the parents or a combination of both. So it doesn't seem feasible.
Right. And nationally, we're being bombarded with a lot of talk about the level of student loan debt that our nation has and so forth. And so we're here to say, you know, you can mitigate that by saving a little bit along the way. And the amount that you would have to save is a whole lot less than what you would pay back when you're when you're borrowing.
But also, it may not be a 4 year plan.
Correct.
So when you are doing an IDEAL program, the 529, it doesn't have to be only for a 4 year program.
No. It can be anything. You know, it can be for a phlebotomist if you needed to get a certificate. It can be for truck driving. It can be for hair school. It can be for 2 year, 4 year grad school, you know, and whatever that looks like for you, because we're not here to say one is better than the other. We're here to help you save for your educational goals, whatever those are. And Idaho has done a really great job of helping to support that and incentivize that with a great tax deduction.
So let's talk about what you guys did beginning last month, because you really kind of opened up this conversation among community leaders. And it really was about kind of that light bulb moment, in a sense, of what made them realize they should pursue some type of higher education.
Right.
So kind of take me back to how you guys, even in your office, thought that you should maybe ask this question.
So I think it goes back to just the conversation. It's been very doom and gloom about college, or, you know, and again, when we say college, really higher education attainment, people are feeling very overwhelmed. And when we sat down as a team and just thought about, you know, all the different paths you could go down, and everybody's reason is different, and what would resonate with people? What would resonate with a person? Because we don't want them to focus on potentially the sticker cost of what it could be,
right?
And And that sticker cost is the published cost before any financial aid or savings or anything like that. So we decided, wouldn't it be great just to hear from a whole bunch of different people about what their reason was, right? And it was varied for a lot of people. Some people said, well, it was expected that we would go. We have Senator Nye from Pocatello who said, mm-hmm. you know, it was always expected, but there wasn't college savings plans when I grew up, and I wish my family would have had money to save for us. And mm-hmm. so he encouraged people to look into the plan as has a great tax deduction.
So what did you find? So talk to me about you talked about Senator Nye, but other leaders who you talked to, because you're right that I think there's also a perception that if you are in some type of leadership role, that you had more advantages. So therefore you were able to pursue, a higher education. And I would argue that in the state of Idaho, that's probably not always the case.
That I would agree with you. And we have a lot of hardworking families that own farms and ranches and so forth. And Brandon Wolf, who is our controller for the state, his light bulb moment was that he was out baling hay, but he was highly allergic to it. And it just made it really difficult. And so he's dreaming about his future thinking, I don't think I want to do this family business because I'm sneezing and I'm miserable and that sort of thing. So mm-hmm. he was just thinking about his options and knew that education would give him different options. So that was one. And the lieutenant governor, she indicated that one of her children had a learning disability and that 4-year college, maybe wasn't going to be his choice. And so they used different educational options and they were able to work through his learning disability. But he ended up doing career and technical education, which is great. I mean, so a lot of times we've got the Division of Career and Technical Education that works with high schools mm-hmm. and so forth. You can get out and get concurrent credit, dual credit, have some college credits before you get out. So he went that route. She was thrilled that your college savings program in Idaho can help you save for those dreams. So again, it doesn't have to be a traditional 4-year.
Were there any leaders that kind of surprised you with what their light bulb moment was about their educational experience or why they decided to
this? Some of them were funny, like the attorney general. He said he at 5, he watched Perry Mason, and that was it for him, right? It just was something that was glorified, and he thought that would be really great. And so, but there was lots of people that said, I wasn't able to help my own children because I didn't have the resources at that time, and we were knee deep in just raising kids. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing it for my aha moment or give back moment is to do it for my grandkids. And I think most of us, can resonate with that as mm-hmm. a parent. I have 2, youngish kids, and there's just, times where you feel like you just don't have any more. Mm-hmm. But when your life changes, maybe you can dedicate a little bit more to that big goal. There were people that said, I have a whole lot of loans, and when I did the math, I'm not going to be able to pay them off till I'm 50. And so I need to save for my own kids so they're not in the same boat.
Interesting.
So it really varied. But I think the overall themes were, I wanted to have options, or I want my family to have options. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to have to put off life because I'm going to be paying back loans.
And IDEAL is a tool that actually helps families plan, right?
Right.
So, and kind of prepare for that cost of college. Because in this, didn't you do a recent study about the fact that people are saving, but they start saving kind of too late?
They're saving at we always say it's never too late.
It's never
right?
too late.
But we, in the ideal situation, you would be saving as soon as your child was born with a Social Security number, just because time would be on your side for growing your funds and so forth, right? You have a short amount of time to save for college or education choices, mm-hmm. typically 18 years, 18, 19 years. Whereas in retirement world, you have quite a lot longer to be saving. And so we want people to save as soon as possible. And we're finding that either people are finding out about it late, or they just felt like they didn't have the resources, mm-hmm. or they felt like, I don't have enough to save, so I'm not going to even do it. When really we're just trying to say even $25 a month really can mitigate a whole lot of loans down the future that you'd pay back with interest.
So it costs $25 to open that account. Is there a minimum amount that you have to put into it? Because that's got to be scary, especially when if you're thinking like you have this new baby. Mm-hmm. And as we all know, there are these unexpected costs that come up when you become a parent.
Right. There is not a minimum. So it's $25 to start, goes into your account, and then you can put as little or as much as you would like. Your tax mm-hmm. deduction is going to be capped every year at $12,000 if you are married,
okay.
$6,000 if you are single. But that said,
can other people
yes.
put money into it? Mm-hmm. Because like if you open it, you know, the parents open it, I mean, you know, instead of buying you like, you know, a boppy
Hatchable.
Or something like yeah. that, you know, maybe grandma and grandpa can, you know, put $25 into the savings account.
Yes. Good point. Ideal, you can gift to, you get a gift code, and the state of Idaho lets anybody who contributes, who is an Idaho taxpayer, to anybody's account, take the same tax deduction. So it really is a win-win. You get a gift, you get a gift.
And it is. And
yeah, it is.
When is do you know about the average age then when families start saving in Idaho, like for their child?
I don't know that I have that off the top of my head. We've made a really big concerted effort in the last couple years to target 0 to 5 families, meaning that their kiddos are 0 to 5. And
right,
so this last year, about 43% of all new accounts were for those age groups. But we know right now the bulk of our kids that are in our plan, because our plan's almost 20 years old, are between the ages of 11 and 15.
Mm. Well, and if you think about it, I mean, 5 is usually when most kiddos start kindergarten, right?
Right.
So all of a sudden, school is at top of mind, but you really could potentially be saving for those 5 years
yeah.
that could really offset that when your child, whatever
right.
they decide to do.
And it might also just be because when they're going to traditional school, maybe daycare costs are
okay.
substantially reduced, mm-hmm. which frees up some money.
Yeah, it does.
For saving.
I want to thank you so much for
yeah.
coming in today. Our guest today, Ideal's Executive Director, Christine Stoll, talking about the Ideal program, but also those aha moments, those light bulb moments that our Idaho leaders had about pursuing education. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I want to thank all of you for making Idaho Matters a part of your day today. Our producer, Samantha Wright. Our associate producer is Hannah Gardosky. Our theme music was written and produced by musician Will Hall. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It's Wednesday. It's the 4th of July tomorrow, so I hope you're wrapping up your day and able to enjoy the celebrations tomorrow. We will see you back here then. Have a good one.